Another summer day, it's come and gone away. In Paris or Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today's lesson is an elementary lesson on National Day and the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Okay, it must mean that autumn is here.
Almost.
Summer is over.
Pretty much.
Oh, no. Well, actually, you know, thinking about my time in China, National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival, that was usually a good time.
Yeah, because you get a whole lot of days off.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about taking a holiday today and how to explain, how to talk about your time off work.
Right. So we have Jim, who's American, and Tina, who's Chinese. And basically, Tina gives more information to Jim about the holiday.
Okay. Let's go ahead and listen to what they have to say.
Perfect.
Dialogue first time.
Tina, how many days off do we get for the National Day holiday?
It's usually 7 days, but this year we're getting to 8 days off.
Oh, why is that?
It's because Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th this year, so we're getting one extra day off.
Wow, that's nice. Are you going anywhere?
Yes, I'm going back to my hometown to see my family. Oh, this Saturday is a work day. Don't forget to come to work.
Got it. Thanks for reminding me.
Dialogue, second time.
Tina, how many days off do we get for the National Day holiday?
It's usually 7 days, but this year we're getting to 8 days off.
Oh, why is that?
It's because Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th this year, so we're getting one extra day off.
Wow, that's nice. Are you going anywhere?
Yes, I'm going back to my hometown to see my family. Oh, this Saturday is a work day. Don't forget to come to work.
Got it. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, so the first thing we see is Jim asking Tina, how many days off do we get for the National Day holiday?
And I think you can imagine this question being asked a billion times every year.
Exactly.
Someone is asking this question. How many days off?
Right. So days where you do not have to go to work.
Right. And the verb we usually use with this is get.
Or have.
Have.
Sometimes.
As you guys probably know, have is a little more formal.
Yes.
Get just sounds very natural.
Yes.
How many days do we get off? Oh, we get 5 days off.
Right, which is nice.
Mm.
And National Day?
National Day is, of course, your day, China.
Yes.
October 1st.
Exactly. And that also falls within the Mid-Autumn Festival, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
So the great thing is it's usually 7 days, but this year we are getting 8 days off.
Okay, so you see get again.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't lying before.
Right.
So you got 8 days off. Wow.
Right, a whole eight. And usually?
Oh, usually is just often.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah. And then Jim says, oh, why is that?
It's because Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th this year.
Right. So Mid-Autumn Festival, you guys know this.
You should know this. We have many, many, many lessons on Mid-Autumn Festival.
Right. And now when you have a holiday, the verb we use to describe the day that it is on is falls on.
Oh, right. So Christmas falls on a Tuesday this year.
Right. So what day is it happening?
As I said before, this is October 4th this
right.
year. Remember, guys, you usually want to pronounce the TH there.
Right.
Fourth.
Fourth.
Not super easy, but just keep trying.
Yes.
So it sounds like they're getting one extra day off.
One more.
One more.
Yay, I wish.
I wish. I like getting extra. I always like going to the restaurant mm-hmm. and getting like extra food.
Yes, for free.
For free. Just say, you know, can I have a little bit extra?
Right. Jim is really excited about this because obviously this is his first National Day.
Okay.
And he says, that's nice. Are you going anywhere?
Are you going anywhere?
Right. Mm. Any place.
Okay. So why doesn't he say somewhere?
That both would work.
Both would work.
Both
right.
would work. Generally, if it's kind of with no idea in mind,
right.
really, then you would just say anywhere.
Right.
But you can check out the grammar section, and there'll be a little bit more information on this.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. So it sounds like, and this is very common, it sounds like Tina is going back to her hometown.
Right, so go back, return.
Right, but what is so important here, guys, is that you need to say go back. Back.
Yes.
You can't just say, I am back to my hometown.
Right. You could say, I am back in my hometown.
Yeah, once you've already arrived.
But when you're going there, you do need to have the go.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. This is probably, I don't want to say it's the most common mistake I hear,
mm-hmm.
but even with advanced level,
yeah.
or higher level, always, you know, do you back? And you know, you need to have that, you know, go back,
yes,
come back.
Exactly. Now, hometown, is this where you were born?
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my mind, my hometown is not the place I was born.
Right.
But that's just me.
Right. Well, it's kind of where you grow up when you've spent the most of your life.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Now, I'm just guessing. I'm guessing that Tina probably was born in her hometown.
She's probably maybe moved to the city for work.
Exactly.
But yeah. Now, what does she remind him of?
Oh, this is the thing.
This doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. You know, it sounded so great before. Oh, we get 7 days, even 8 days off.
Right.
But. There's a big fat but there.
Right. Saturday is a work day. So work day, is that the opposite of day off?
That sure is.
Right. So yeah. I guess why I'm confused is because Saturday is usually a day off.
It's a day off.
That you don't have to go to work. But in this case, it's a work day.
Pretty crazy, China. Pretty crazy. Now, of course, like, you know, Saturday is not a work day usually.
Right.
But oftentimes, like, you know, maybe on a Sunday, maybe Tara says, you know, Adam, do you want to go drink some beer? And I would say, oh, tomorrow's a work day.
Yeah.
Need to take it easy.
Right. If you want to go see a late movie, same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of you guys have not started working yet. You are still students.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also say school day.
Tomorrow is a school day. So come home early.
That's right.
Now, a great expression that she also uses is don't forget to come to work.
Yeah, don't forget.
Just means you need to remember.
You need to remember this.
Right.
Don't forget to... Oh, there's so many things that I always tell myself. Adam, don't forget to...
Lock the door.
Lock the door. Don't forget to turn off the...
Stove.
Yeah, so many things.
Right. So Jim really is thankful for
for
her saying this. And he says, thanks for reminding me.
And that's what it is, right? Saying, don't forget to do this.
Right.
Because you are reminding someone.
Exactly. So to remind means to tell someone not to forget.
Right, to help them to remember.
Exactly.
The other day, I asked my friend, please remind me to buy some milk.
Right.
I didn't have any milk at home. And this morning, I still did not have any milk because they forgot to remind me.
They forgot to give you a reminder.
That's their fault.
Right.
They forgot.
So before our lesson today, I asked you to remind me to take my coffee cup home with me.
Oh, right.
So, because chances are I will forget.
Okay, so thank you for reminding me to remind you.
Exactly. All right, so let's listen to the dialogue between Jim and Tina one more time.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Tina, how many days off do we get for the National Day holiday?
It's usually 7 days, but this year we're getting to 8 days off.
Oh, why is that?
It's because Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th this year, so we're getting one extra day off.
Wow, that's nice. Are you going anywhere?
Yes, I'm going back to my hometown to see my family. Oh, this Saturday is a work day. Don't forget to come to work.
Got it. Thanks for reminding me.
Dialogue, second time.
Tina, how many days off do we get for the National Day holiday?
It's usually 7 days, but this year we're getting to 8 days off.
Oh, why is that?
It's because Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October 4th this year, so we're getting one extra day off.
Wow, that's nice. Are you going anywhere?
Yes, I'm going back to my hometown to see my family. Oh, this Saturday is a work day. Don't forget to come to work.
Got it. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, so we were just having a conversation about how crazy it is to have to work on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's not a work day, guys.
Right. So I did have a job where I actually only worked on the weekends.
Right.
So my Saturday was actually my Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah. So makes things difficult to make plans.
Right. It really does. And especially, you know, around National Day and around Mid-Autumn Festival, not everybody knows what days they're getting off.
Yeah.
You know, until very, very late.
Yeah.
And then you find, then you discover, I have to work on a Saturday?
Right. And it can interrupt your plans.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that is strange.
But, of course, it is really nice to get, 7 days off, 8 days off. And I guess, well, you guys tell us, you know, do you like this arrangement?
Right. Is it too much time off? Are you okay with it? Maybe you get a chance to go away.
Sure.
Or do you find it? Would you rather work or not work on a Saturday?
Right.
Work during the week?
Would you rather avoid the crowds, perhaps?
Exactly. So we look forward to reading your comments. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Because I'm just too far from where you are, and I gotta go home.